and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 177. We are kicking it old school tonight. This is Chris. I am also here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Mr. Jason A. Stryker.
Hi, Mom.
The original crew.
The original crew is
coming
here
at you.
What's to do
going
some
on,
contest entries for Indus Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That is
nobody else
about.
Can do it but me. So.
That's right. I am looking forward to this shit, man. I always love the contest entries.
Hell yeah.
I have a feeling this one's going to be good. Before we do that, we're going to do some distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases and new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Probably throw in some Indus questions in there if we have enough time, and we should be good to go. So before we do that, Jason.
Yo,
it's been a long time coming, man. How you doing?
It has. I'm doing pretty damn good. I'm feeling rather comfy tonight, I gotta say, because I am podcasting from the couch.
I'm very jealous
from
of your setup.
What is this
from
nonsense?
The couch? Absolutely.
Extremely jealous of your setup.
Yeah, we're at the stream station right now, so this is neat. I like it. I'm no longer at a desk.
I'm pretty badass. A shitty chair with wires wrapped around me.
But I almost jumped on a new TV today so I could do a similar setup, but I got to jump on a computer too, so that's tough.
You should jump on the same TV that I have and put it 3 feet away from your face like I have in mine.
I think that would give me a headache.
No, you grin and bear through it. It's fine. Believe me.
All right. What else is up?
Small price. Not a mucho. I got the work stuff going on. That's always busy. And just got back from Phoenix for like a week or something like that. That place was hot.
How was that? Yeah,
I almost got mugged and I walked into like a police raid and shit. Yeah, it was crazy, crazy. The things I do for Del Taco, I gotta tell you.
For real. You gonna tell the story real quick or?
Real quick. I got a hankering for some Del Taco. I found out one was like a couple miles away. So I walked to it from my hotel. And on the way back, I kind of got into a bad side of town. And I needed to get back like a block, like, you know, north or something like that. So I decided to cut through a residential area. As soon as I rounded the corner, I saw like a bunch of squad cars pull up on the, you know, on the far end of the street. And I'm thinking, oh, that's
weird. Like, I paid for this.
Yeah. And another one pulls up right behind me and puts on his lights. And then another one pulls up like a van, like a SWAT team. And like people in like gear, they had helmets and vests. Go running up to a house, and at that point, the cop that was behind me starts shining his light, and he's like, "You cannot be here. There is activity, and you need to leave." And I'm like, "I just need to go to the hotel. It's right there. I can see it." So he escorted me out of the activity area. And I'm like, "This is pretty cool. This is a fun trip." Yeah, that was the most eventful thing that happened, I guess. But Del Taco was awesome. I love that place.
All right,
cool.
Anyway, I'm good. How you guys doing,
Jeff? What's up?
Not much at all. Same old. Not exciting. Got a housewarming thing to go to this weekend, and like my friend of mine moved like an hour and a half away from here. It's more like 2 hours, so he's throwing a whole shindig over this place. We're gonna watch the UFC fights because I know you guys don't really follow it, but it's actually in Toronto this weekend for the first time. And George St. Pierre is fighting, defending his title, and he's Canadian.
Hell yeah.
It's like he's French Canadian, so it's one of the only times that like all of Canada is going to be backing a French Canadian. But yeah, we haven't had a
hey, there's the sirens.
don't just ignore right. those. But I mean, Toronto has not had a winning sports team in years, so I have a feeling whether or not George St. Pierre wins or loses his fight, Toronto is going to be a nightmare tomorrow night. So Saturday night. So luckily, I will not be in the city when this all goes down.
That's a good thing.
But I am looking forward to it. It should be fun.
Good God.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, seriously. Need a siren filter. Chris, how
cool.
About you,
not much going on over here. I told you guys that I dropped my phone and it busted on me and I had to get a loaner. Finally got my phone back. It took him 3 weeks to decide, hey, we're going to give you a new phone. It's like, you couldn't have someone on site that says, hey, we're not going to be able to fix this. Give him a new phone. But anyway. So they gave me my new phone and they put the wrong number on it. They actually reversed the number. So my wife's number was on my phone for like 3 days and 3 or 4 days. And I spent like 45 minutes on the phone with Sprint trying to get it worked out yesterday. So that was fun. I only figured that out when Best Buy called me and said, hey, we need you to come back and turn in your loaner. I'm like, what? I gave you the loaner on Saturday when you guys gave me my new phone. Oh, well, we don't have that recorded. So they fucked something up along the way, and I ended up having to get it switched over for Sprint. But everything's back to normal now. I got my phone back. I'm excited. I'm happy, and I'm not dealing with one of the guys that worked called it my cranberry. It wasn't exactly a BlackBerry, so
that's clever.
But that's the highlight of my boring week. So what's really important is the games. So let's talk about some fucking games.
Yeah.
Jason, we're going to start with you, man, because we don't get to talk to you that much, man.
Fucking
so we want you guys
games.
We want you to talk.
Okay. I've been playing some games.
Hope so.
First up, I gave my PSP Go some love. I brought that with me out to Phoenix.
And
as it turns out, I was only playing God's Eater Burst. Been meaning to talk about this bad boy for a while because I was so excited about it.
Okay.
I mean, at first glance, it looks like, you know, a Monster Hunter PSU or PSO clone, right?
Right.
Like a perfect blend. Like the gameplay from Monster Hunter, and then it's like got the aesthetic of PSO, right? And that's not far from, you know, the actual truth, but it's kind of a diluted version of Monster Hunter, which is sad, right? Because there's still
depends on what they diluted.
Well, they diluted the, I think the fighting, you know? I mean, when you're playing Monster Hunter, you're up against this big creature. It's very, very satisfying.
Yeah.
When you do beat it, but it's extremely tedious to fight it in God's Eater Burst, unfortunately. And the fights last just about as long. So you can be in a stage fighting one enemy for like 10, 15 minutes at a time. And it's like, wow, this is getting really kind of boring. I was super excited about it because, you know, the weapon system, you have one weapon, right? But it's a combination of, you know, a sword type, a gun, and then a shield as well. And I'm thinking, this is badass. This is everything. It's all the weapons in Monster Hunter. But not quite. Yeah, there's not a lot of difference between any of the guns or the swords, except for, you know, the length of time it does combos, I guess.
So the variety isn't there. That's in Monster Hunter. Or in PSO, for that matter, or PSU.
Right. Where the variety does come into play is, you know, the kind of transparent stats, I guess. You know, certain weapons will give you bonuses to this or, you know, bonus against that. But for the most part, it doesn't change gameplay at all. Which is really, really sad.
Yeah.
And it's a horrible, horrible grind fest. And, you know,
more so than Monster Hunter?
Almost.
Wow. Monster Hunter is like the epitome of grind fest.
It's almost as bad, but it's less fun for whatever reason. You know, Monster Hunter now you can create farms and everything and still kind of do stuff outside of, you know, the normal grind session.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you have to just go into a normal free mission and just kill the same enemy over and over and over again, and it takes forever. And it was pretty balanced at first, and I was like, it's not that bad, but it's getting a lot worse now. So, not to mention the story and voice acting is just atrocious. Really, really horrible. I mean, wow. I don't know how I've suffered through it. It's getting a little bit better. It's starting to pick up a little bit, and I'm keeping my interest, but I'm still struggling. Mostly because I don't want to, you know, just throw away my $40 purchase, I guess.
But, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I had super, super high hopes for this game, but it's
not really hitting
me down. Yeah,
not tickling the fancy.
And what's weird is this is like the enhanced version of the original Gods.
That's right. It's the burst version.
It's the burst. Yeah, and I think with the burst, it should be so much better. But it's I don't know. I'm sad about
it. Works for candy.
Yeah. Chris, I was all about, like, you know, trying to hype you up for it, and I can't.
Couldn't do it.
I can't justify it now. I'm sorry, dude.
We could have.
I was going to buy it, too, because there were a lot of people on, like, Retroids that were talking about it, and it really did sound like it was up my alley, but, you know, based on what you were just saying, one of the coolest things about Monster Hunter was, like, the variety that you had in, like, weaponry and shit like that. And if that's not there, that defeats a lot of the purpose, especially in like Phantasy Star. Like the fact that you could bring along six different sets of weapons and change up the variety on the fly. I mean, that's one of the things that made the combat so satisfying in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And to just like minimalize it like that, I don't know, kind of makes it less attractive.
They went really robust in some areas, like the bullets for guns. You can actually craft new bullets. I don't fully understand the system yet, but you can take, you know, there's like mortar shells, laser beams, and then on the flip side of that, they have like elemental properties as well. So you can mix and match those. And of course, you know, all the enemies have certain weaknesses to certain things, you know, so you want to make sure that you, you know, get your loadout right before you go into a particular area. But
right.
What sucks about the guns, especially the mortars, is that like friendly fire is on. So you can have a bunch of melee fighters up front kicking the shit out of this monster. And then
and
if you throw
shoot
a mortar
it,
there,
it hits them too.
It hits them too.
Oh,
and
that's
knocks
lame.
Them back. But what's weird is, you know, you can have two melee fighters up front with these huge ass swords just swinging right through one another. I'm like, you know, why did you still have the friendly fire for the guns?
Yeah, inconsistency.
The range stuff.
Yep. I'm angry about it. But luckily, I got a new game to play.
Yeah, talk
I
about
just,
it.
I just downloaded it yesterday. This game is called Outland.
Tell me.
I'm in love.
I want to talk about this
love.
One, too. I got to say, I saw Jason playing this yesterday. Well, I'll let you just yeah, talk first, then I'll...
Yeah, I immediately recommended it to Jeff. Mm-hmm. I mean, picture, you know, we've got Castlevania or Metroidvania-style gameplay. With a little bit of, like, Ikaruga, you know, it's got, like, the bullet hell and, like, the polarity, the red and blue bullets and stuff. Same thing applies to enemies, you know, so you can switch between different polarities. So it's got those...
Did you play Silhouette Mirage?
No.
Okay.
Is that the same kind of deal?
Was that a Saturn game?
Actually, it was a PS1 game. It was... Actually, I think it started as a Saturn game, but it came out on PS1. It was released by Working Designs,
Okay.
Their little sub company called Spaz, they released it there, and it's very similar to that. It's like you have that polarity switch between red and blue, but it's a platformer. You know, that's, you know, when you said that, you said Ikaruga, and the first thing that popped into my mind is, okay, so it's Metroidvania like, and it's got the polarity switch thing. It kind of reminds me of that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, reference that, but aesthetically. It's interesting. It's got kind of a Limbo feel combined with like the Tron-esque,
definitely.
Like the, you know, the neon, like, you know, accents
outlining,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I need to see some videos because I saw screenshots of it and it doesn't really, from the way you're talking about it, it doesn't sound like screenshots are a good representation of what it is.
Very true.
Screenshots didn't sell me either. Like I remember like yesterday morning I was like, hey, let's see what's on Xbox Live today. And I saw like the three games and that one, I looked at the screenshots, I was like, okay, it kind of looks like a Tronish type thing. And then I saw it, to be honest with you, I saw the publisher Ubisoft. And I was like, ooh, they might be just trying to do like a quick cash grab on an Xbox Live arcade game because they've kind of gone to shit lately. And then I saw Jason playing last night and I messaged him like, how is that? And he's like, download it now. I was like, okay, I'll get the trial. And yeah, dude, I really liked it.
Well, cool.
Yeah, it's only $10 to start you out too. So
I'm looking on Amazon at this online game code for 1600
really
points.
Fluid.
I might be jumping on that.
It's good, dude. It's yeah. It's
how much is it? Is it 800 or 1200?
800.
Okay. 800.
That's I think that's a buy for me then.
It's got some cool sword play in it. Good nice. Platforming.
Yeah, the controls are really good. The
does it get ridiculously hard though?
It's
that's
getting
what I'm
there.
Of.
Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid of that too. At first, I'm actually about two bosses in. I think there's four or five total.
Okay.
And nothing's been really, really tough as of yet. Especially like the first set of stages. That's really kind of introducing you to some of the mechanics. But
okay.
Also, I haven't even unlocked all of my abilities yet. You know, I've got my standard sword attacks, which I want to touch on too, because you've got normal strikes. You've also got like an uppercut type thing that'll launch your opponent, so you can jump up and follow up with a combo, which is really cool and satisfying. I like that. And you get the polarity switch, but you've also got like a beam attack. You've got like a slide attack, a ground pound, all kinds of shit. way more than I was expecting. And, you know, which almost seemed like, I don't want to say like a puzzle, but kind of like a thinking man's platformer, you know, because you've got to traverse through all these bullets and stuff.
Yeah, I hear you. Switching
but yeah, there's a good focus on combat as well.
Guess what, Sony? You're losing a sale because I'm going to go buy this on Xbox.
I got a little bit of a touch of N plus in there too, just with the kind of way that the platforming is, but not crazy. Like, it's not like that at all, just the way it kind of felt, the kind of control, but... I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, this is actually pretty cool. So I think I'm going to get it. Just the only reason I haven't downloaded it yet is because I have so much stuff. Like, I got to beat Dishwasher 2 first and Clash of Heroes.
Oh, I got to get that too.
Once I get through those, I'll get that. That's like first thing on my list. I wish there was like a queue that you can put stuff in, like Xbox Live games, and be like, whenever you want to download them, just go to like a queue that you've been waiting for, because I don't want to forget about it. And
it's not a bad idea.
I'd use it.
But yeah,
I'm on a live backlog queue.
It's something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I definitely want to push this game because I think it's going to get overlooked.
I think I'm buying points,
guys. I think it will too, for sure. I mean, it came out in a week where there's two other games, and usually they don't do that. With the games that they're like, they want to push, it's usually that game is the only game that's released.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of hype surrounding it at all, or advertising that I saw. Like, I saw clips of it from, I'm guessing, like, you know, previous PAXs and whatnot, where they had shown some gameplay videos. And I was sold back then, but it had completely fallen off my radar until it came out yesterday. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, it's funny because, like, when we were talking on the show last week, you know, we didn't really think anything of it, like, while we were on the show. And then I got an email from Scott, and, like, Scott usually emails, you know, for the listener, Scott usually emails all of us and kind of just talks to us about the show while he's listening. So that's Scott from Welcome to the Goop, gamersonlywonder.com. And he, you know, the first thing, he emailed just me this time, and he goes, you know, I'm really surprised that you guys, you know, didn't have your radar on Outland, because it's this type of game. And immediately when he said that, I was like, oh, I didn't even know about that. And
I didn't know.
Yeah, and you know, Jason sent me a message today telling me about it, and I was like, oh, fuck, well, you know, maybe I need to look into this game, so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I finished Portal. Maybe it's time to move on.
Is it co-op too, right?
Yeah, there's some co-op challenges, I believe. I don't fully understand that yet. You have to unlock the certain areas.
So the actual story mode isn't co-op then? It's not like it's...
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
Not that I can tell. Like, I don't know for sure.
In the trial, you kind of switch between as like two characters. Is that kind of like a thing that they play out in the game? Like, it looks like this different kind of... I don't want to say like time... changes or anything like that, but like there's
not that I've noticed. No, I didn't even play the trial. Yeah, I just immediately bought it. So
I
don't know. I know that it kind of switches back to, because you start off with absolutely no powers, right?
Yeah,
and then it does kind of like a flashback sequence where you have a majority of your stuff. Well,
okay,
you have your polarity anyway.
Then yeah,
but
that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's when it introduced me to the polarity stuff. Where it was like all of a sudden it was like some different thing. Like, my character looked a little bit different, and you can change like. Between the blue and the red and stuff, and I was like, "That is pretty cool."
Hey, that's what it was. Jason, maybe next stream night, I'll come over.
You should stream that.
Well, I was gonna say I'll bring over Silhouette Mirage, and we won't stream it, but you can take a look at it and, you know, just get an idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay, cool.
I'm down for that. Stream Outlands, man. Nothing's coming out next week.
I might stream it before the stream night. Like, I almost did it last night, but power was going out and stuff. I was that excited about it.
Well, I gotta test out my new video capture card, man. I gotta try it out.
There we go.
I should say video capture device. It's not really a capture card.
Experience.
Device.
So
MKs. You've been playing some MKs. How do you think about the MKs?
God, very little, actually.
Oh, we had fun with it on the stream.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It was quite the blast.
The reason I haven't been playing MK is because I've been playing Portal, too.
Yeah.
So I wanted to burn through that real quick. I'm like, I get this Portal shit out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way, you know.
Yeah. Let's just finish this fucking game already.
You know, man, you know.
Let's just finish our game of the year.
I don't think I played anything but that until I was done with it. And granted, it only took a few nights, I think. I think I put about 10 hours into it. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was messing around with stuff. Is that fast or is that really slow? I don't know.
I'd say it's fast in terms of time, but I've heard the average... playthrough is probably like 6.5 to 7, but if the fact that, like, I'm guessing you were probably looking at everything.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to soak up as much as I could, and there were several sequences in which I'm like, that's a really fun mechanic, let me do that over and over and over again.
Dude, I'm not lying to you. I'm at chapter 6 right now. Halfway through chapter 5, I considered starting from the beginning, just because I was like, this game is so awesome, I just want to play through the beginning all over again, like, from where I got to.
Hey, I'll tell you what, after I was on, like, chapter probably 6 or 7 on the PS3, when I turned around and started a new game on Steam.
Nice, yes.
So, and I'm only on, like, totally chapter 2 on Steam, but still, it was just like, I mean, that's the type of game this is for me. It's like,
it's so good.
It's so intelligent and well designed. And this is one of the things that we were talking about, like, in our email thread that we've got going on. This is probably some of the best level design I have ever seen in a video game. Like, period.
I agree with that.
So,
I mean, there's only one time where I didn't really know. It wasn't a puzzle related thing. has to do with where I needed to go, that I actually was looking around for like a good 5 minutes. I'm like, where am I supposed to go? This is like nowhere I'm supposed to go. And then I finally realized by jumping around, I'm like, oh, that's where I got to go. But there's nothing really pointing in that direction. That's the only thing that, in terms of level design, I was kind of like, eh, they might have, could have done something a little bit better than that. Because from what I've talked to people, most people have gotten stuck here too. I won't bring it up now that we're recording because, not necessarily a spoiler, but it's a pretty big plot point that happens right before, right after this happens, or before it happens. So, but yeah, it's awesome. Like, I want to play it all over again already. I'm not even beating it the first time yet. The writing is so good. We have to do a spoiler cast.
We are definitely
doing
a spoiler cast on this game.
There's so many.
As soon as you finish it, dude. As soon as you finish it, we'll do one.
Oh, dude, I should be. Well, how many chapters are there?
There's nine.
Yeah, I'm at chapter. I think I'm at the end of chapter six.
Chapter nine is a really quick burn too. So.
Okay.
I think chapter eight's pretty long though. Chapter seven and eight are pretty long, but
correct.
Yes. But it's so good.
So good. Yeah.
I only got those moments where, like, so I beat the game this past week, and I only got the moments where I was just kind of like looking around, like, where the hell do I need to, how do I do this?
It's like, where do I start?
And this goes back to, you know, like, I think it was first Indus Fest. MC Wilson is like, how do you consider a good puzzle? What do you consider a good puzzle? And it's all about knowing what the goal is right away and taking a while to actually figure out how to do it. And there are a lot of those stages in this game. And there were, three where I honestly just had to sit there and look around and zen for about 10 minutes to try and figure out what I was supposed to do to get to the goal. You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, the last two test rooms before you finish the game, those two, I had to, like, you know, it's really gets you to think outside the box, but it does a really good job of it. And once you see it, it's like, oh, you know, I heard myself say it out loud several times. I was like, that is so fucking clever, you know?
Clever girl.
Just some of the things that they do, and it's just so clever.
The third portal comes and jumps at your face. Yeah, no, I agree, man. Tanya actually just beat Portal 1 last night.
Nice.
And Friday before that, I played through most of Portal 2 or Portal 1. I remembered why. Like, I'm hoping Portal 2 doesn't do this, but I thought Portal 1 was about 20 minutes too long because I really did not like the leading up to when you fight GLaDOS. I mean, this isn't a spoiler anymore, obviously, you fight GLaDOS. But the part leading up to that is just, I thought it was really tedious and monotonous. And just watching her do it too, I was like, oh my god. Like, I just hope this game doesn't do it. But from what I've heard people talk about it, it doesn't. So I'm kind of excited to push through it. I say push through it like it's a bad thing. I mean, like, to play through it.
Yeah.
To experience it.
That's cool, man.
So good.
What else you got, Jace? You want to talk about Portal some more?
No, I think I'm good on that. I mean, it's no surprise the game is amazing.
Yeah, we got to experience a little of the co-op during the stream.
That was nerve-wracking.
That was kind of a train wreck.
That is not fun.
At least,
the camera
at least
on you.
I can fall back so on pressure. Saying that I was drinking.
Lucky you. You were stone cold sober, though. That's the thing.
No, I wasn't.
You were just pretending to drink.
I was pretending to drink.
I was running the stream. I had a camera. I had some dude next to me going, oh my god, you guys are still in the first room. Isn't this the baby room? Are you done with this yet?
Jesus Christ, 10 seconds after you push start, what the fuck's wrong with them?
Yeah, that was no fun.
But, I need a little more relaxed environment. Well, you had guests over, and you had people there, and you had to keep in that track. Everyone's in line.
I was playing host.
Exactly.
I was in host mode, not portal mode.
The portals. Oh, did you guys check out the comic that they had out?
The Lab Rat.
No.
Yeah, the Lab Rat comic. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you should definitely check it out because it is really, it's a really quick read.
What is this?
It's a really quick read and it kind of bridges the gap between part one and part two.
But where can I find this at?
Let me find it for you. It's on the interwebs.
The internet's awesome. But is it called Lab Rat or is this like a website called The Lab Rat?
There's a website. It's like Fun with Portals or something like that. I'll find it for you.
So basically just Google, like if I Google Lab
Google,
Rat.
You could
sure
probably Google Rad Lab, Rat, Lab Rat Comic.
Or Portal 2
or
comic.
Or Portal 2 comic.
You'll find it.
Right, you'll find it, yeah.
You kids are industrious and smart and stuff.
Yeah.
Jason introduced me to a new website today that I love.
Let me Google that for
Let
you.
Let me Google that for you. That is like the best.
That was the first time you've seen before?
Oh, I've never seen that before. I've never seen it before. I seriously, I clicked on that link and laughed my ass off while I was at work. And people are looking at me like I'm fucking weird. And I'm like, this is the best website ever. And then I immediately proceeded to actually type something in and then send a link to someone else.
There you go. It's one of the most passive-aggressive sites.
It is.
Out there. I love it.
It was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
Especially considering it ends with, see now, wasn't that easy?
Yep.
Oh, my.
I don't think I have any other games to talk about. I really haven't played Mortal Kombat enough to talk about that in detail. I'm really, really impressed with the package. So far, and
overall,
the improvements that they've made—it's genuinely fun, and they got a hit on their hands.
They do.
Good job, guys. Way to go, NetherRealm.
They did. They did well. Jeff, it's thinkwithportals.com/comic.
Okay, for that, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a good read. It's a good read.
Cool.
All right, Jason. Anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Jeff, how about you, buddy?
Yeah, sticking on the Mortal Kombat kick, still a lot of Mortal Kombat single player stuff, obviously, because I cannot play online right now. But I am liking that game. I was like the biggest naysayer of that game. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's gonna be Mortal Kombat. It's gonna be the same shit. Like, there's not gonna be that much like differentials from the characters, which really still there's not. Like, I find the game really easy to, once you know one character, to pick up another character. And as long as you know the specials and how the properties of them, you can pretty much figure out your own combos in a matter of like, well, not that long. Like it's not like picking up MVC or Street Fighter where every character plays very, very differently, like, especially Street Fighter. It's like, besides like the Shoto stuff like that, like you couldn't pick up Ryu and then right away go to Rose and be like, okay, I know what to do. And with this is, I still kind of get that similarity between all the characters because realistically their normals are pretty much the same. And
right.
Everyone's got the same damage or same like amount of like health and stuff like that. There's no differentials there, and no one has special moves that have like armor, stuff like that. From what I can tell, besides boss characters, which are cheap as fuck. And when you fight Shao Kahn, that motherfucker's got so many moves with armor, and he can read your mind. It's aggravating. But
did you plug into controller port too?
I should have.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm also on the story mode. I'm pretty close to there, and doing a lot of training room stuff. And I've actually played through the story mode a bunch of times, probably about 6 or 7 times now with different characters. And I've
well done
that, like,
story mode too, right?
Really good.
Everyone is talking about it. I was very impressed that people are actually talking about this story mode. You know?
Yeah, it's not the greatest story, but I'm impressed by a few things. One, it covers Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3. It's like, it's divided into chapters, but the first section, you're playing Mortal Kombat 1, which you're basically playing the characters that were in Mortal Kombat 1 that are on the Earthrealm side, basically. And then after that part's done, it clearly shifts into Mortal Kombat 2, where it's like you're using most of the characters from Mortal Kombat 2, as well as the stages that were remade for Mortal Kombat 2. And then after that, like Act 3 is basically Mortal Kombat 3. And it goes through all of the, like, the lore and the storylines of a lot of those characters, and it's done really well. Like, it's really, really well done. Like, I have some issues with it, because you can't skip cutscenes. Not that you should skip them, but it's a pain when you win a fight, and you're like, okay, I want to stop playing now, but you can't hit start and exit or go to title screen. You have to exit totally out of the game or watch the entire cutscene. Some of these cutscenes can be pretty lengthy, like a few minutes long. So you'll watch them, quit your game, you'll come back in later and be like, oh, you'll continue the story, and it starts right where that other fight ended, so you have to watch that entire cutscene again. You're like, I've already seen this, but you have to sit through it. That's just a minor gripe. But overall, it's, yeah. And you do have to use characters that you might not have any interest in at all, because they basically put you in a character's thing, and you have to fight like 4 or 5 fights with them, and then you move on to the next chapter, mm-hmm. which will be a new character. But, dude, it's addicting.
I think that works for the story mode. What I'm really kind of confused about is why mm-hmm. they force you into certain characters in, like, the challenge tower.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, why is that necessary?
I don't know.
Yeah, it gets you to branch out, learn some new moves, but it sucks when it's, like, rapid fire. You know, you've got one objective to do. It never really gives you a chance to, like, really learn the character. It's like, why not give me...
Yeah.
you know, the one character that I know, damn it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That. Especially the ones where you have to beat something in a certain way. It's like, yeah. let me pick a character. Give me options. But it does, yeah, definitely shoehorns in. It's like, fuck Nightwolf, fuck.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Fine, and it kind of shows whatever. You, like, okay, do his reflect move so many times. Yeah. You know, but you still don't feel like you know the character after you're done with that set.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
I don't know.
No, I hear
just
you
a little
that.
Confusing. It's still a really cool concept, though.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm surprised that they put this much work in. Like, not only is this whole story mode there with, like, cutscenes and engine and everything, like, it's hours long, by the way. Like, I'm probably about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 into it, I don't know, and it's still not done yet, which is crazy for a fighting game. And then they also, not only that, they have semi-animated animation-type cinematics for when you beat the game with every character in the ladder mode, which is basically arcade mode.
Okay.
So, like, actual individual endings and stuff like that. It, like, what if this person won the Mortal Kombat tournament kind of thing? And it's, I don't know, it's, the polish on it is really good. Like the stuff that they put in there, it's the most well-rounded, I think, fighting game package that's come out in a long time.
The backgrounds? Wow.
They are freaking amazing.
Somebody just set a new bar.
Yes, those backgrounds are odd. The lighting and they remade backgrounds from every Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, and they did them in such a creative way where it's not like right away you look at it and you're like, hey, this is this background, but you look at some of them, you're playing, and you're like, holy crap, this is the background from, like, the armory background where this one starts, where the Mortal Kombat thing's being lifted out of the metal, like the molten metal, like to raise up there with the Mortal Kombat sign and everything, and then it's like, fuck, this is the level from Mortal Kombat 2, but it looks fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So good. So much fan service in this game. It's off the wall. It's crazy.
Fantastic.
They
job.
Did it right. They really did. And this is exactly what Mortal Kombat needed, because everyone was looking at it as like a joke. And
they
went out, they said, okay, it's time to go back to the old school, and they did that, and it's pretty badass. I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm going to buy it. I think I heard someone say that Toys R Us is supposed to have the game on sale for $30 next week, so I'm gonna go and nab it next week.
True that.
Yeah, I can't remember where I read or heard this. It was on another podcast or on some website, but they're saying that they basically think that NetherRealm is the first time since Mortal Kombat 3 where they've actually had no strings attached and no, like, chain, being like, you have to have this game out by this time, whatever, and Ed Boon finally had the chance to make the Mortal Kombat he wanted to make for, like, the longest time, because it wasn't like Activision being like, you need to have a Mortal Kombat game released every so-and-so often, and you have to get the DC license, I don't like to sell more kind of thing, but yeah, I'm impressed overall. I wouldn't drop Street Fighter for it by any means right now, but I mean it's fun, a lot of fun.
I'd drop Marvel for it.
I
already dropped Marvel.
Yeah, you did. Last week I was on the fence. Like, I wouldn't really drop Marvel or Street Fighter, but right now I'm thinking I might not have a problem with sticking with MK dropping Marvel and having, like, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter my go-tos, kind of like back in the 90s. Two games.
True.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I'm so glad I picked that up and not just Portal 2. What else I played? I played the Gears of War 2, 3. Gears of War 3 beta. Beta.
Same game.
Thanks to who is Craig? Well, what, have you played Gears of War?
No, I played the first one.
How the hell would you know? But it's pretty much the same game. It's, and no, it looks cool.
I almost spit beer all over my monitor. That was awesome.
The Unreal Engine, they definitely know how to use it because it's their engine. It's Epic's engine.
Go figure.
It does,
it's kind of their engine.
It does look a lot better than Gears of War 2, and it does look really good. Like, they've improved so much to do with, like, the lighting and the texture quality and stuff like that. But the overall gameplay, to me, like, I only played it briefly, like, the other morning. I played, like, 3 matches or so. It still felt like Gears, and you either hate Gears or you love Gears. There's not really any kind of in-between. If you didn't like Gears 2 or 1, I don't see why this would change your mind or whatever, but...
I love Gears, but Gears does not love me.
And dude, like, there are people in that game that are just too good. Or yeah. It's just like, I don't know, because I didn't really play 2 online too much. I played a shit-toad of 1. Shit-toad.
Shit-toad.
Shit-toad. Shit-toad. But, yeah, that's, for what I've played so far, it's cool. It did pique my interest in the game, but not the multiplayer. It piqued my interest more in the single player. Because of if they improve the graphics on the multiplayer that much, I can't wait to see what they do with the single player. But it controls really well, and it's finally on dedicated servers, which is awesome. So,
oh, cool.
You don't get that fucking lag anymore when you're firing a shotgun or when host advantage guy
wow,
obliterates the entire
cool.
team and says, what host advantage? No, there's no lag. What are you talking about? Which is a big problem with Gears, like, for the last 2 games. But yeah, other than that, those are that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Okay, cool. I don't have much else to add. The only thing that I was going to say was, you know, I played some more Ridge Racer on the 3DS, and that Racer. Game has quickly gone to from it's and this usually happens where like you get to like the higher level races and it starts to get really annoying with the rubber banding that they do in the game, and it quickly went from fun to annoying with the rubber banding. So it's you know I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be playing it. I usually play it as much as I can until it starts like getting to the point where you have to run a perfect race and then do a triple nitrous at the end to actually cross the finish line before the other guy. And that's usually when I stop.
It sounds like you made it further than I did.
Well, I'm at the, it's like, you know, they have that, like that first circuit. It's got like 20 different race sets in it.
Yeah.
I'm on like 19. So
yeah. I'm not even like, I think I made it to like 8. I'm like, okay, that's done.
Yeah. They move you up categories in the cars. And so, you know, you start getting the faster cars and, they start throwing you in the more difficult tracks, and then, you know, the rubber banding gets worse, where, you know, the rubber banding in Ridge Racer is so much different because it doesn't actually happen until after you pass a car. You pass a car and all of a sudden they're going faster than you. It's like, I ran into it today where, I used my nitrous to pass a car. So I'm going like 300 and something kilometers per hour, and all of a sudden they pass me. And they're not using nitrous. And, you know, there's no car in the category that I'm in that goes as fast as the car I have with nitrous boosted. So, you know, it's just crazy, like break the rules of the game bullshit rubber banding. And it's getting annoying. But, you know, it's still fun. And I'll play it until it frustrates me to the point where I want to throw the 3DS across the room. And then I'll stop.
Have you noticed how much it looks like ass?
It looks like
the game
dog balls.
Terrible. Looking.
What, Ridge Racer?
Yeah.
It looks like the original PSP game.
Oh.
I'd say it looks like the DS. Was there a game on DS?
It looks like a DS type.
It looks like a DS game, like an early 3D polygonal DS.
I don't agree.
Game.
The DS cannot.
Really?
No, I don't think the DS could come close to what this game looks like. Of course.
Two against one, Chris.
I think it looks pretty awesome.
That doesn't mean I'm wrong. But no, I mean, Jeff, you're right. It's not a good looking game. But as I said, it's still, I mean, it has to work
3D,
really hard.
That's why the 3D is making you think it looks pretty.
Oh no, I usually turn it off.
Goggles on.
I usually turn it off on Ridge Racer. It's just, I don't know. It just doesn't look right. It's like what we were talking about last week with like the seeing the ghost of the car. I mean, that still happens to me every once in a while. So, I mean, sometimes I have to shut it off just so I can play it. But, you know, it seriously has a difficult time matching up with the original launch PSP game from like 6 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure how long I'm going to give it, but, you know, Ghost Recon is what I'm going to focus on next.
You've given it longer than I think it deserves.
Yeah, yeah. But Ghost Recon is what I'll work on next. I played Samurai
Pilot
Warriors.
Wings.
I kept calling it Dynasty Warriors last week. Samurai Warriors.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's the same game. And that game is
they
still fun. I don't
same.
Care.
they do.
Jesus.
And I picked up and looked at Pilot Wings and then put it back. But I'll get it eventually. It's just right now I'm not.
It's the best 3DS game I think.
I think it's the best.
That's not saying much though.
That's true. It's not saying much. I think it's the game that uses the 3D the best. I will agree with that. But I don't know.
I think Ghost Recon story is coming out.
I think Ghost Recon is the best 3DS game right now, personally. So, but that is all I have. I haven't played anything else besides that and Portal, which is brilliant. So, let's talk about some news. Do we have news to talk about?
I don't know.
Do we want to touch on this like bullshit with PSN?
No.
Hey, PSN has been down for a week. Awesome.
Deal with it.
There's now a class action lawsuit against Sony. Awesome.
Well, that's expected. I mean,
yeah,
that's
oh, yeah.
fucking what people do in the States, apparently.
I did call my credit card company to make sure no shit is going on, so.
That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
That
yeah.
Shit.
Especially,
worry about it.
Especially if you have a card that lets you check online, just, man, check that shit every day.
I'm going to say one thing. Stop the whole, the Xbox Live versus PSN thing about this whole thing is just shit and just stop. Because nothing has anything to do with each other. Focus on what you're not getting out of this. You know what you're not getting is being able to play games online.
Yeah.
After that point, yes, you can bitch. But after that point, now it's become just a fucking fanboy war of, Xbox Live has better security because it's paid. Well, that's not true, because anyone could be hacked and all this other kind of bullshit.
Thank you.
And it's just like, just leave it. It should not come to that. It should come to what you're not getting from not being online. Let Sony deal with it. They're a $1 million corporation. They're not a member of your family that is being sued. You know, it's like they don't really owe you anything per se. And this, on the opposite side of the fence, 360 people, it has nothing to do with the fact that Xbox Live is paid for. It just has to do with they focused on Sony because of the whole thing what happened with Geohot or whatever. That's it.
Yeah, Microsoft is no stranger to being hacked. Trust
exactly.
me.
It's yeah,
do you
it's
notice how many security way, updates you get on Windows? Okay, then.
Exactly. It's just the way it is. Yes, be pissed that you can't play your games online. That's fine. But really, there's no point in complaining or making it this whole console versus console thing, because really, we can't do shit about it until Sony does something about it.
And
finally, they did come at least this week. I did get my email.
I got my email today, too.
Say shit might be compromised, but you know what? If people want to make a big deal about that, I guess fine, but realistically, you're covered. If anyone were to use your credit card, you report that shit.
And I will say this. Fine. If you have a debit card on PSN, take that shit, go to the bank, and cancel that thing. Seriously.
Canceled. Nice, yeah. Other than that, hopefully by next week it'll be up and everything will be behind us, because I can't freaking wait. Because every time you load up Twitter or anything, I cannot scroll up or down without seeing something to do with PSN being
down. Oh my god, PSN's down.
I think a lot of people are just upset that there was such a huge security breach, you know, and their personal information was taken. And that is a risk for identity theft.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And it took Sony, you know, what, 66 days to finally announce that, oh, yeah, by the way.
The fact that it took them this long to tell us was kind of, that's kind of shit. So.
Right, I agree.
Yeah,
you know, totally. And they actually, I want to say, they had warning of this, you know, that...
they did.
That custom firmware users were able to get onto the dev network, you know, and it finally took like a mass amount of people doing that to, you know, for them to say, oh, shit, I guess we got to shut this down.
Yeah, true. And they kind of did, when Anonymous did, whoever these people are, threaten to be like, we're going to come out or something, whatever, and they were like, we're going to make a... And I totally admit they should, like, what Geohot did, like, that whole thing with the firmware hack. Yes, you kind of have to single someone out and be like, this is, you know, you can't do this.
You have to make an example.
But
at the same time, it's like, you pissed off a lot of people that can do the exact same thing. And that's kind of like, oh, they probably, I can see them looking back, they'll be like, we probably shouldn't have made that as public as we did.
Yeah. And it's really messed up too, because it's like a lot of people are like, yeah, but Anonymous said that, you know, they weren't going to affect, you know, the users. They weren't going to try and affect the customers of Sony. And my first thought is, and these are people you think you can trust.
Well, also, they've come out and said it's not them. And there's a whole thing like, well, if you're actually, you think they'd be proud to be like, we hacked into the PSN network and we did all this. And they're saying, no, it wasn't them.
They're usually the first to say that, yes, this is.
I don't know.
They'll do a press release.
Jumping in and saying, oh, you know, blame Sony's incompetence and all this other stuff. They're taking advantage of it to do exactly what they wanted to do, make Sony look bad.
Yeah. But that's my whole issue with the whole thing, is people seem more like, now I wouldn't say most people, the most active people speaking about this, like in public forums, whatever, seem to be more worried about Sony's image than playing their games or their shit being stolen. Like, who cares? Like, look at what happens.
Yeah,
like,
I don't give a shit about
could actually
Sony's
happen.
Image.
Like, yeah, who cares at that point? It'll be fine.
Actually, you know what?
I'm
going to wait until their stock drops all the way down and go buy some.
And then buy it? Yeah. Look at Microsoft. They had that whole problem with the hardware and shit like that. Nowadays, people are still buying 360s. Like, same thing will happen here. Yes, people will be like, oh, no, Sony and their online security. But yeah, give it a few months or like
this will be forgotten.
Exactly.
I agree.
It's going to be in the past. So
it really, and I'll tell you what. You know what? What's going to make people forget about it? When they come back, they're probably going to do some crazy-ass shit to compensate for the fact
free
that they've been down.
Free copy of Lair.
And
I'd do it.
Free copy of Lair. No, then they'll get sued again. Pain and suffering. But, no, I mean,
lots
they're going to come back,
dude.
And
here's
they're going to compensate people,
fucking,
and it'll get forgotten. Forgotten.
Yeah.
They're not really obligated to, but
no,
people like shiny free stuff.
Yeah, and
so
that's why
it's good
it.
Business practice to do something like that.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, look, Microsoft had their last weekend free online to silver Xbox Live members just because they're like, shit, PSN's down. Let's put this up, shit. Then that's something they did. Sony will definitely do something for sure. But, I mean, don't expect fucking, like, hey, guys, guess what? Uncharted 3 is going to be free for everyone or anything like that. It's,
right.
Yeah. No, yeah,
I don't
no,
want compensation. I just want them to get their shit
I just
fixed.
I just want to play some Mortal Kombat online. That's all I want. And I want to be able to sync up my Steam. How do you think Valve's feeling right now? So we're partnering up with PSN.
No joke.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I know. This is, like, the worst time because it's like, hey, let's, you know, Portal is like, it's kind of like the test bed for interaction between Steam and PS3. And, you know, what happens, like, the second day after Portal comes out, shit goes down, and it hasn't been up since. And, yeah, it's just horrible timing. Oh,
but, hey,
man. All right, we spent more time than we need to.
Yeah, that's more time. Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
Any other news items you guys want to talk about?
It'll be fine, everyone. You'll still live.
Jason, didn't you have one?
I think so.
I don't think I did. If I did, I don't have it up anymore. And it would be awkward for me to go back and try and figure out what it was.
That would be. So let's avoid the awkwardness.
Click.
Very well.
Go to Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
You guys played Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja's a big mobile game that everybody
I like
love.
Fruit Ninja. That's,
you are
that's one
in
of my
love
favorite
with
mobile
Fruit
games.
Ninja.
I was. Not so much anymore. Tiny Wings have taken its place. I'm sorry, Fruit Ninja. But Tiny Wings is just a better game. But they're actually making this. It's coming to a home console.
Oh. So, the way of Angry Birds, to an extent.
That's right. Well, yes, Angry Birds will also come to consoles soon. So it's going the opposite. It's small screen to big screen. And it's coming to 360.
Okay.
It's going to be on Xbox Live Arcades.
That's cool.
Hopefully, actually, you know what? To tell you the truth, I'm kind of interested in the pricing of this because, I mean, to get that on iPhone or whatever, it's like 99 cents.
Yeah, so it'll probably be similar to like what they did with Angry Birds when it hit PSN as a mini, and it was like $4. It'll probably be something
that's
similar.
What to do. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Oh no. Okay. Well, this makes it worth it.
Oh, okay. What you got?
Okay, well, you know, your Kinect's been lying there for a while. A lot of people have, you know, bought this thing. It's been sitting there. You played your Dance Central, you know. You realized after about a week, it's like, okay, I don't like dancing by myself. I look ridiculous unless I'm in the shower. So I'm going to need something new to play on it.
So Fruit Ninja is going to be
It's going to be using Kinect capabilities, so you can, like, I guess, hold your hand out there and make slash motions.
And then you'll slash? And then, like, half a second later, after a bomb pops up, the slash will hit the screen and just explode. That's fucking awesome.
Most likely, because I do that shit with my finger on an iPhone, and that shit's annoying. And that's with, like, friggin', like, almost instant.
Ah, man.
You know there's going to be retards out there that are like, ah-yah! They're making all the, you know, screaming motions.
Make all the ninja
stuff.
Moves. Someone's going to break out an
actual
katana.
Actually hold a katana in their hand, yes.
And then I'm going to come out there, and I'm going to be like, all right, motherfuckers.
Mask.
Who gives
a shit?
That was the terrible. Who gives a shit story, right?
Sure.
Yes, it was.
I remember
yes,
out of podcast.
Yes, it was.
Hey, I did find that news bit.
Oh, you did?
Smurfs?
Yes.
What is it?
BitTrip Saga.
Oh, okay.
Chris, you now have a reason, like a legitimate reason besides Ridge Racer, to own your 3DS. Because Gaijin Games has revealed that they're going to bring all of the BitTrip games.
All
and that is fucking cool.
That's BitTrip hard enough in 2D. They're going to put that in 3D.
Runner Fate. Flux.
Oh,
and
God.
It's all going to be redone in 3D stuff. Because that'll really fuck with your eyes.
That,
but
that
I think
is really
Portal
gives
you a fucking mind fuck.
That and Cave Story was talked about,
God!
Too. Fucking Cave Story.
Yeah, Cave Story
man.
Was already announced, but yeah, they got a release date, announced. I think, September 8th or something. Still a ways out.
Yeah,
but,
it's still a ways out, but there's, you know, there are some games. There's actually, like, this I gotta find, I don't remember what the name of it was, but there's, like, this dungeon crawler that's apparently coming out that... Like when I first saw it, like the aesthetics reminded me of Ico. I mean, it looked really freaking cool, and I don't know what the name of the game is, like something Beyond the Labyrinth or something like that. But like the when I first saw the screenshots, it reminded like the aesthetics reminded me of Ico. It looks really cool. So, 3DS will hopefully get some cool games very soon.
I'm glad you guys didn't talk about the Smurf Dance game, because if you had who guessed that, I would have been really offended. That looks
well.
Really cool.
I know you're going to go see the movie.
Hell yeah!
I mean, it's got Neil Patrick Harrison in it. I mean, that's enough for you. I mean, I'm not. I'm just
going to be.
You know what? I am not going to go to this
it.
Movie with you, Jason,
Wait
because I'm not sure how comfortable I would feel with sitting next to you while you're masturbating to a guy. It's just not. You know, I'm
in a dark
Smurf
theater. We,
a
we do it all the time, man. It's really no different than.
Yeah. Come on. We're adults now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to hide that stuff.
Be mature, man.
We'll do.
I know.
All right.
We don't even use a hole in the popcorn thing anymore.
Speaking of masturbate, let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll do some contest entries. And then we'll do some new releases, listener emails, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we're going to be right back.
Sounds good.
Hey, puppy.
It's time to wake up.
Interactive Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as... nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Contest entries!
Yes!
Let's jump right in. Make Indus Mortal Kombat characters. Jason, what do we have?
We've got a ton of stuff. You guys really knocked it out. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, it's interesting. We give them a month to think about it. And
flawless
like,
victory.
We get like one, and then all the responses come in the last week when we make it the question of the week. So
that's okay. Procrastination.
Yes.
Everyone's good at it.
It's good to see that, you know, because we have our roots in fighting games. Well, a little bit. We got a couple roots in there. And yes. It seems our listeners do as well. So this first one is from Rayonek from VGV. I mean, Retroids. Here to give my entry. For Chris, his special attack, Collectionvania. Chris gets out a box containing his Castlevania collection and violently chucks the games at the enemy. Damage increases for every Castlevania game released.
That's a lot of games, dude. That is a lot of games.
Can Chris be crying during that, too?
That should be like his entry.
All my games.
Starts off with the GBA ones and stuff, and they don't do much damage.
Castlevania Adventure.
His friendship would be Major Distraction. Makes the enemy to play through Phantasy Star with him. You go stand on the plate. Come on.
No, Fatality. Really. Hit the button.
Minor Distraction. Forces the enemy to play through White Knight Chronicles. Ouch. Causing the enemy's head to explode in frustration. That's not right. For Jeff, special attack, Internet Moose. Jeff hops on the Canadian moose that runs his internet and charges towards the enemy. In addition to causing massive damage, it slows down enemies' internet connection, causing them to suffer bad lag. Brilliant. We have a winner right there.
That's awesome.
Friendship. Winning bet. Jeff wins the bet on who will win the fight, causing the enemy to have to sing a Lady Gaga song. Love it. Your fatality, Jeff? Spartan Trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff summons his favorite Spartans, Kratos, and Master Chief to finish off the enemy by doing a brutal combo.
At the end
of the combo, Kratos brutally kills the enemy, but due to him being batshit insane, he kills Master Chief and Jeff too, resulting in a double KO. It happens.
Awesome.
For Mr. Bomb, special attack, it's called the Spoiler Alert. Spoils the ending of a game to your enemy, causing the enemy to suffer massive damage in addition to general annoyance. Friendship, Convolution. Interesting. Instead of finishing off the enemy, Travis starts explaining the whole storyline of the Metal Gear games. The screen fades out as you can hear Kojima's voice repeating the line, "Did you like it?" Fatality is the kill streak. Travis calls a tactical nuke, which lands in the middle of the stage, causing a double KO, also making the stage unplayable due to nuclear radiation. There's a $5 DLC charge to remove the radiation.
Nice. Order pre-order the next stage.
Okay, those are my entries. Too lazy to do the rest. Great show and whatnot.
Nice. That was a good one.
That was a good one. This next one.
Who's next?
My boy, Cracker Jack Dane.
Oh, Cracker. Yeah, what? he basically posted in the thread, and he goes, "I win. Don't bother sending any in."
I've got a ton of stuff in here. All right, let's read it. Just to preface this email, I'm going to take some digs at all of you and hopefully get your inner combatant, spelled with a K, attaboy, riled up. Just remember, you asked for it. I even added a special move for myself, who is the ultra-secret character who can only be unlocked by beating the game on the hardest mode 47
Waiter
times
boy.
Without getting hit. Because I'm typing this at work and have some time on my hands.
Okay. Nice.
Shino. Special move, just for men.
Oh,
similar to Hakan's from Super Street Fighter 4 oil buff. He puts us in the hair.
Number two. That's how many entries it took to get to the gray hair.
And turns it jet black, which boosts his power to the gray return.
Nice.
Fatality? It's Kane. He pulls out his cane, then lops off the opponent's arms and then his head. He then hops on his Rover round scooter and runs over the decapitated body.
Hit my mute button in a second.
A friendship. It's story time. He sits in his chair, whips out a pop-up book, and reads a little story about how Castlevania is the greatest game ever.
Well, it is. I mean, come on.
Rocking Jerry's got his pipe and stuff. Jeff, no, your special move. Drunken Barrage. Smashing in all five buttons releases a furious attack with Jeff running across the screen, swinging his arms like a drunken fool. Those are his normals. What are you talking about? Fatality. I sense a theme here. Moose Rage.
Uh-oh.
What else? He whistles for his moose and it comes running and tears the opponent limb from limb. You know, because mooses do that sort of thing all the time.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. You always say, never been to Toronto.
God. Friendship is the Humpty.
The what?
The Humpty. He just walks up to his opponent and starts humping on their leg. Oh. He likes you. Guys are friends now. Travis, special move, the nut pop. Picture Johnny Cage's nut punch, but with Travis's special, he just takes a running double jump and butts them in the nuts.
Oh my
god.
No
short jokes. No short jokes. Fatality is no! Travis summons his minion of GameStop employees who starts talking a bunch of incorrect nonsensical gibberish about video games, and the opponent rips their own ears off and punches a hole in their own face. I like this one. Friendship is discount. Pulls a piece of paper out of his pocket and gives it to the opponent, which flies to the front of the screen, a la Johnny Cage's signature friendship, for a buy six for the price of seven at GameStop. Only on these select seven titles. Wow. He didn't list the titles, but I assume they're awesome. Hey, I'm in here.
Yeah.
My special move is called None.
None?
Why would he need a special? Once a match starts, he has a one-button infinite crazy combo, which will end the round. Rinse and repeat. I am broken, apparently. I am broken tier. Fatality is called The Look. Wow.
Uh-oh.
He just gives a quick stare at the opponent and they blow up in fear of him. Am I scary?
I guess.
Wow. Friendship is a sleeper. He gets them drunk fast and lets them fall asleep on his couch. Very accommodating combatant, apparently. You need a place to crash? That's cool. Here's my couch. Glenn, special move called controller throw. I love the description. Just your standard controller throw.
Just your standard controller throw. Let's sub that for a
standard
run of
the mill. he's a stick flipper, actually. Fatality, beaten with a stick. He pulls out an arcade stick, says, "This is bullshit," and starts to beat his opponent into a bloody pulp for the arcade stick, all while blurting out random swear words. You can turn his spoken language to your language of choice to learn all of these fun words for your next vacation. Andy. Friendship? None. Trying to enter any command other than his fatality will automatically trigger his fatality. You can't contain the bullshit fighter rage. Bullshit. I don't know what he's talking about. Glenn is like, I'm never going to live this down. Rep. We got Nico. Special move, the wallet whip. Similar to Scorpion's move, except he throws out his wallet attached to a chain and pulls them in with them. Nico's got a wallet chain.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's got a wallet chain. Fatality is called Knife's Edge. He rips off his shirt, revealing a plethora of knives that he just sharpened and throws them all onto the cutting board-esque opponent. He then retrieves them since they're damn nice knives. They're expensive.
Yeah.
The friendship? Fart. Just that, and he farts and laughs. And that's
thank God that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Probably should have been.
That's also one of your normals. Top buttons are like flailing drunkenly, bottom are all farts. Cracker Jack, so the super secret character.
Yeah.
His special move is called the Whirlwind.
Ooh.
While holding the block button, you buffer 360s to release a crazy spinning move. Of course, the more you buffer, the more you spin around and damage you dish out. He only lists his special move, though. That's all
oh,
he has.
That's it?
That's all he can do is awesome. Butter churn. Awesome. Okay, so I know that's a lot, but I spent about 4 hours on and off work typing this up while doing other things, of course.
Of course you did.
Keep up the good work, guys. Third strike!
Third strike!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Thanks, Dane.
He also gave his phone number, if anybody wants to. His office phone number.
He has his work email signature at the bottom.
Nice. JCon 2 supervisor represent. What? Okay, that's going too far. Any interjections at all, or do you want me to keep going?
No, keep going. We're
keep
good.
Keep going.
Mike Penis 08.
Uh-oh.
He writes, hello, Indus. Yes, this month's entry is very long again, but wanted to give my main man, Jeff, two regular moves for his character besides a fatality.
Oh, God.
You see why as you read this entry. Here we go. Wow, there's a lot of text here. Okay. Hello, combat fighters and fans of Mortal Kombat. The next Mortal Kombat will include new and improved fighters coming from interactive distractions.
So let's get ready to combat!
What?
Yeah. Coming to you first is Poison Moose Man Jeff. Half man, half moose.
Nice.
His combat moves include the moose stomping dance, where he will punch and kick your ass down while dancing across your body, knocking a 35% blow.
Wow.
Wow. Other moves will include other moves will include the poison molasses spit.
Ooh.
Where he spits acid molasses into his opponent's face, blinding them temporarily as he does a 6-hit moose bone breaking combo into his or her rib cage. His fatality is known as the Moose Antlers Head Ripper. Devastating. Here, Jeff hooks his antlers into the opponent's neck, twisting them around several times, then rips off their head. That's going to hurt for sure, bitches.
Sounds like
friendship move is him giving you a plate of French toast with fresh sticky molasses in it. Yummy.
Nice.
I didn't add that. He wrote that. Next combatter is known as Travis Warlock. Enough said. His moves include the Gates of Hell Thrasher. Here, Travis will do a powerful fist-pumping uppercut in bro fashion. Okay, I added that one. Cracking your jaw in and then tosses your ass into fiery pit of flames from hell, removing exactly 45.78 percent of your pathetic life.
Wow.
It's a lot. Travis's fatality is the burning skin torchlight, where Travis will quickly engulf you in flames. Toasty! Then in slow motion, peel your skin off. Damn, this is morbid.
Wow.
Your body, and then smash them bones. Friendship move is the Warlock Disco, where a disco stick appears. I like this. And sorry. And you and Travis dances around the disco stick to the music of the lovely Lady Gaga.
Nice.
Now, that doesn't get any better, fuckers.
Wow.
No.
Says Mike Penis 08. We are not done. We have, next on the list, Shino Blade Shredder.
Blade Shredder. I like it.
His one famous move is the Lightning Blade Striker. This move is where Shino does a quick cartwheel into the air, then lashes out at lightning speed with his long steel blades attached to both arms and legs as he cuts your lifespan in half quickly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The fatality is the Body Shredder, where he picks you up and spins your body into the air, and then jumps into the air and slices your body up into tiny pieces.
Okay.
After that move, you look like a plate of tenderloin tips.
Nice.
Tasty. The friendship move is where he shreds up a moose into moose jerky, also tasty, and offers you some. Nothing like Canadian moose treats.
Somehow I don't think that friendship would work on Jeff, though.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all for it. Final combatter is Jason Death Striker. His one move is known as the Jason fucking easy punch. Jason fucking easy punch! Here, Jason will just bitch slap you, then punches you 10 times, removing only 10% of your life. I'm broken, but in the wrong way. Okay. Fatality is the Jason Airstriker.
Airstriker. That's good.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Here's where he shines the most. First, he will toss you into the air, then stomp you on the ground where metal spikes appear. He then slingshots into the air like a helicopter, tossing your ass into the spikes. Game over, bitches. Friendship move is where he pulls out the MK credits, reading them to you. How nice of Jason to do that.
Your sultry voice.
Yeah. Here you go. Oops, I know it was super long, but hey, it's all good. Now that's what she said last night. Mike Penis 08 out.
Thanks, Mike.
They didn't break after that one. Jeez.
That was, that was good.
You guys sent a lot of stuff. Okay, all right. I'm ready for more. I got to see who this is from, though. Holy shit, it's like three pages. This is from, I believe, Mr. JG92.
Oh, wow.
All right, buddy.
Whew. Here we go. Buckle
up. Here we go. Before I start, I'd like to say I usually think that I won't enter contests, but then the week before, you guys said something like one entry, and I'm like, fuck it. Let's do this. Okay, so Mortal Kombat Indus character DLC. We have Travis Boombox Bomb. I like it. His special move is a sonic screwdriver. Oh, screwdriver through you. Wow. Like Sonic drive-thru.
Sonic drive-thru. Ah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Get it? Yeah, you can read it.
I get it. I see what he did there.
He takes a big sonic electro screwdriver and slams it multiple times into his enemy's spinal cord. His fatality is known as the G-Crush. This involves tearing off the G from a local GameStop sign. Oh, shit. I mean GameSpot. Wink. And crushing each limb with the big letter until they're completely detached from the opponent's body. His friendship is the act of walking over to the opponent and letting them use his staff discount. Just that one time, though. He had some references. I'm going to cut them out. Next. Oh, Chris. Big Daddy C. Riccio. Big Daddy C. Yeah. His special move is called the Tribute. In a tribute to his beloved video game Bromance, he wishes, he plays homage to, or just downright plagiarizes, Mr. Simon Belmont by using the trademark whip to whip opponents. Makes sense.
Okay.
His fatality is called For My Son!
Oh, God.
Chris fights all of his battles for his son. Aww. And as a little indication of this, spells out his son's name on the ground with the limbs that he has ripped from his opponent. Thank God it's a short name, or that could take a while.
Yeah, that would actually work. I think we could do that.
His friendship is the act of quickly running over to the opponent and putting his finger underneath their nose to make sure that they're still breathing. How very bold. That's an option joke, if you don't get it. Next, Jeff, the Siren, Chorney.
Okay.
His special move is the patriotism. He pulls out Canada's flag, throws it over the opponent, and starts a major beatdown, all while singing the Canadian national anthem.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I love the words.
His fatality is the Canadian animal rape.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, that just sounds terrible.
Oh, there's like rape in all of your moves, Jeff. What's going on?
I know. Fucking
Jeff will suddenly somehow pull a moose and a beaver from his pants. And makes the moose anally rape the enemy while the beaver gnaws the hell out of their penis. Oh, boobs.
Oh, God.
Whoa. His friendship is the act of putting his hand on his heart, having Mr. Boombox Travis jump onto the screen with him, and proclaim to the heavens above together, return to innocence by enigma.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We would have ran shit. Jason, the dark nerd, a striker.
The dark nerd.
Like a play on the Dark Knight. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Just,
it's silent, but I said it. his special move is the Ryu. Jason suddenly turns into Ryu from Street Fighter and just starts spamming lots of fireball attacks over and over and over again. Oh god. His fatality is the cable tidy. Jason is always dealing with lots of technology, and whether it be Indus Fest, Indus Live Show, or Indus Stream, there's always a clutter made of the wires. So to tidy the place up a bit and make it less of a hazard for everybody else, he wraps every wire around the enemy's neck, depriving them of oxygen, making for a slow and painful death. Mwah-ah-ah. I am kind of anal about my cord wrapping.
Sure enough.
You guys can attest. His friendship is the act of posing for pictures with various superheroes. I do pose with a lot of superheroes. I got a Batman. I got a Captain America.
Yeah, I like that Captain America one.
Chorney fellow.
I love that one. Yeah, pose with Jeff Chorney one. Yeah. Next on the list, Nico Skipper Kusanagi. His special move, the Roadie Rush. Build up a picture of the Indus dudes rush towards the enemy and start slapping them silly with it, all the while shouting in a deranged psycho kind of way. That's Chris. He's cool. That's Jeff. That's Jason. Fuck you. That's Travis, the little one.
Oh my god.
Travis is going to kill me.
His fatality is the I'm offended. He rips open his shirt to reveal a Team Indus shirt. And when he rips open his enemies, gets really angry that they aren't wearing one also. So punches them so hard that he pierces the skin and rips out their heart. Then he proceeds to write Go Team Indus in their own blood and the opponent's chest.
Oh god.
I like it. Doing it for the team. His friendship is the act of entering a race and then sitting down and watching Netflix. Do you remember when he had the achievement gamer score?
Oh, that's race? Right.
And he's just watching Netflix all the time.
Dude, yeah. All you do is watch Netflix. How are you going to win?
And last but certainly not least, Glenn, the lifesaver, Burgess. His special move is the twist. With his words and quick wit, Glenn can hear something that has been said and immediately turn it into a joke. Well, here, he sets off his special, waits for his enemy to attack, and then whenever that was, gets turned into something different, e.g. a punch gets turned into a crippler, crossface, or an armbar. Got lots of counters, apparently. Get it? Okay.
Okay.
His fatality is the expletive. He will get so frustrated that he starts shouting profanities and beating the crap out of his opponent until every bone in their body is cracked. But then he walks over to their lifeless body, opens their mouth, and shouts, "Fuck!" into their mouth, crumbling all of their bones to dust.
Oh, my God.
Fuck!
Holy shit. Holy shit.
His friendship is the act of holding up a photo with the caption, OMG Internets!
Oh, good.
Let's see. I hope that wasn't too long. I couldn't resist doing everyone. That's what she said.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you awesome gentlemen later from Mr. JG92.
Thanks, JG.
Thank you, sir. I'm liking the... You guys want to hear some more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah. God. Let's do it.
All right. I'm ready. Hi guys, Zeke here. I'll jump straight.
I can give you a break
action.
If you want.
You can take the next one. I just start.
Okay.
Chris can befriend the shit out of you. His special move is to down three who gas ales back to back and call you a motherfucker until you admit that you love him. You love me, motherfucker. Motherfucker, you love me. As scary as that may be, his fatality is even worse. He goes through a metamorphosis. Metamorphosis? That's spelled wrong. Turns into a giant droid and starts to throw overpriced, fragmented, angry birds at you until you disappear. All right.
Okay.
Oh, God. Jason's friendship is just weird. He will literally fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Wow. For the fatality, he leaves the stage and tags in Travis, who will talk about Madden until you're bored. So here, have a Travis friend. Jeff's friendship move is awesome. He marries you on the spot and lets you use the much-needed free healthcare of a superiorly managed country. I've not figured out how this fatality works, but I know it involves sirens and a giant mute button. You have to be careful when playing Glenn's character. The fatality combination changes every time, and if you press the wrong key, Glenn will break out in a horrendous gamer rage that blows out your speakers, regardless of what audio level you have it set to. The screen starts to flash and flicker while your controller shakes furiously. It doesn't stop until you're convulsing on the floor, peeking at your own guts. Oh, he then turns back to your character and says, "See, that wasn't too bad. I have great zen." Travis is a true friend when he wants to. He uses his magic key. He's a magic key? And takes you on a shopping spree around his workplace at Game Slobs, where you can pick out anything you like. His fatality is brutal, to say the least. Travis uses his exceptionally low center of gravity to knock you unconscious. He finishes you off with the mad skills he learned from Halo and chokes you to death with a teabag while screaming obscenities.
The teabag? Some stretchy ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Got squirrel nuts. My buddy Ira.
Oh man.
Real quick story. Yeah. He had an amazingly stretchy scrotum, and he would pull it out and let people take pictures. It looked like a flying squirrel. He would just pull it out the front and just stretch him out as far as he could. And he could probably.
Jason's fatality is the scrotum stretch, apparently.
All right. Wow, that turned out longer than I planned. Hope you had as much fun reading it as I had writing.
I think that was like the shortest one we've had so far.
Zeke. All right. I got to tag somebody in, man.
All right. Wow. I got you. Okay. So actually, I got to find out who this one's from first. This is from scrolling down. Holy shit. This is from Greg. Let's see what Greg has to say. All right, hey guys, here's my entry for the April contest. Nico, dressed like the roadie Eddie Riggs from Brutal Legend, since he's this roadie. His special is the super punch. He punches the opponent across the screen.
Good shit.
Fatality is the ultimate punch. He steps on the feet of his opponent, so he doesn't fly across the room, and punches a hole through him, and that's the end of the fatality. Okay, friendship. The lights come down, a stage comes up from the ground, and he and the opponent rock out to the musical stylings of the Indusfest Rockers.
Badass.
That is awesome.
Do we have Indusfest Rockers yet?
We will now.
We will.
Okay.
That's the important part. Glenn, dressed in his I'm Not a Zombie shirt. His special is awesome. The brick throw. He throws a brick. His fatality is the weekly what the fuck. He walks over to the opponent and... this content has been deemed too inappropriate for interactive distractions. Just think of the weekly what the fuck that made you shiver and multiply it by 100.
Nasty.
His friendship is a motorcycle appears and both fighters ride off the screen.
Motorcycle buddy. Let's have a motorcycle together.
I like the motorcycle buddies.
I want to ride, bitch.
Chris, dressed as Alucard. All the Castlevania references. Nobody's mentioned Phantasy Star yet. Oh, wait, no. Someone did mention Phantasy Star. That's right. Special, who gas? Throws a dirty diaper at the opponent.
Good one.
Fatality, ultimate who gas? Slams the opponent's head face first into Liam's diaper genie.
Into said reacts. Gross.
Friendship, shares a frosty mug of homebrew.
Aww.
Jason, dressed as Batman.
Yeah.
With the nipples from Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah. I'm like winner.
Special, backbreaker. He grabs his opponent and slams him across the knee like Bane did to Batman.
That was an acquired move, yeah. Okay.
Fatality is that he rips his opponent in half.
Mm-hmm.
And friendship gives his opponent a bear hug, which results in the opponent's head popping off.
I just love too much.
He's so full of rage. Maybe we should agree next time about Batman... with the next time about Batman game recapped in 0.5. I don't get that sentence. Maybe we should agree with the next time about Batman game. Apparently, there was something about a Batman game. Oh!
It was probably when Tilly
was trolling. Yeah, because in 0.5, we kind of went over the Batman thing with David.
That's right, yeah.
Jeff is dressed in his Canadian flag t-shirt and skinny jeans.
Yeah, God.
Special. Lathers himself up with maple syrup, and it gives him a defensive bonus. He no longer has to hold down the block button. Any damage received would be the damage he would receive if the block button were held down. Okay, so all the damage you get is chip damage.
Exactly, yeah.
Fatality. Mm-hmm. Hits his opponent with a blast of Canadian air, freezing the opponent instantly, followed up with a Canadian flying kick. Friendship. Want a donut, eh? It's obvious all I know about Canada is what I get from you guys. Bonus. Beastality, or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Channeling his inner Canadian, he erupts into rage, transforming into a moose and impaling his opponent with his antlers.
I like the bestiality better.
Bestiality. And of course, Travis, dressed in casual clothes, but with his GameStop ID on. Special, 52-card pickup, slings explosive cards at his opponent, similar to Gambit, with one difference. They are power-up reward cards. Fatality, the paper cut, slices his opponent's head off with the latest copy of Game Informer. Friendship, quote, would you like to pre-order anything today? I know some of the moves aren't exactly Mortal Kombat moves, but hey, but they just work. Have a great show, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Is it Greg of the handle in there, or no, just Greg?
I'll find the handle. I didn't paste in the handle, but...
Okay.
Is it Nogric, or...?
No, it wasn't Nogric. It was... Greg Schnabel. I don't know what his handle is. It doesn't say.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Sorry.
That's some funny shit.
I know he's emailed us before, and he's on Retroids. I just don't remember what he is. So.
I hear you.
All right. Wow. Hey, Jason, why don't you take this one, and I'll take the last one.
All right, let's see what I can do. This one is from Asian619. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, Indix and Travis.
Hey. And Travis.
Are they buddies? Let's get to business, shall we? Everyone is dressed in a ninja costume with a different color scheme. On to moves.
Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
Okay, yeah, it's very Mortal Kombat.
Jason, special move, arcade stick projectile. Nice. Fatality, dragon punch with initial contact at the crotch, splitting opponent in half. Awesome.
Oh, God.
Friendship, drops a Street Fighter arcade and offers opponent quarter. Aww. Aww.
That's nice. That's awesome.
I like it. Chris has, for a special move, falcon punch.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Fatality, suffocates opponent with Liam's diaper.
Oh, God.
Friendship, offers a who gas beer.
Here we go.
Aww.
I would want to be your friend. I will lose so I could have that friendship. Jeff, your special move, God of War 3 boner slap to the face.
Oh, that's it. Unbalanced.
Nice. Jeff wins.
Fatality is tosses opponent into room serviced by Moose Internet, thus stabbing themselves to death. I would kill myself too. Friendship, tries to have a conversation with opponent, but forgets about the mute button.
Oh my gosh.
Travis, special move? Game Informer projectile.
Nice.
Fatality. Shiva scream modded to say pre-order shit.
Are you glad you took that job?
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Friendship explains why Ashley is such a good character from Mass Effect 2.
Wouldn't that be the fatality? Because you rip your hair out. And... Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
He only does it to Jax, though.
I was going to say pirate, because the whole ninja pirate thing, but yeah. Jax will work.
Glenn, special move. Biker helmet smash into opponent. Yeah. Fatality. Does it peel out in his pool service truck over opponent?
Damn.
Oh. Friendship. Gives opponent a golden ticket to both Indus Third Strike and Edipalooza.
Nice.
I said that wrong. Wow. Edipalooza Deucey.
Deucey?
Is that the official name?
Sure, it is now. Confirmed.
Special move. Uppercut. Sorry, I'm out of ID. All right. Fatality, teleports opponent to Oregon's hippie row to be devoured. But all the hippies are vegan. Friendship, offers backstage access to Indus Studios for a little B&J action.
Oh,
yeah. What up?
Ta-ta, what? Testicle tinglers.
Testicle tinglers.
Later. Nice. Asian619.
Thanks, Asian.
Thanks, man.
All right, Chris. I will get the last one. This one is from Nate, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Shadowhado.
Oh, Shadowhado. Awesome.
Hey, guys. Shadowhado here. A quick email for the April contest. Mortal Kombat! Chris, special move. Chris lashes out his opponent at his opponent with the Vampire Killer Whip from Castlevania EX version. Allows you to juggle. Oh, the EX version allows you to juggle. Cool. Fatality. Chris takes out his double sabers from PSO. There we go. And slashes his opponent repeatedly. However, there is no blood in PSO, so the opponent just tips over with purple text that floats above and says 36 experience points.
That's brilliant. I like
that. That is fucking awesome. I love that shit right there. Oh, God. Friendship. Chris offers a rare red box to his opponent. His opponent can't identify the item, freaks out, and then their head explodes. Reference. In PSO, a rare drop is a red box with a question mark.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Beautiful.
Travis. Special move. Travis throws a Madden logo football with blinding speed as an opponent. EX version bounces them to the wall for a juggle. Cool. Fatality. Travis disappears into the shadows, then appears behind the opponent, bashing their head with copies of Assassin's Creed and Brotherhood, trying to get it into their head that they are great.
There's actually quotes trying to get it into their head.
Oh, shit. Oh, friendship. Travis offers the opponent a free year of Game Informer magazine, but only if they pay for Power Up Pro first. All right. Jeff. Special move. Oh, no. Jeff slows down the opponent with his internet speed, allowing for a free combo. The EX version freezes the game for both players until time runs out. Fatality. Jeff strangles his opponent to death with his God of War necklace. Oh shit, this is awesome. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Friendship. Jeff tries to offer the opponent advice on how to play a game better, but his voice is muted. You can press the block button during this to hear him say hello. Can you hear me? While sirens blare in the background. Okay. Jason. Special move. Jason pounds on a TE stick, causing random buttons on the opponent's controller to stop working. EX version stops all button use. Fatality. Never. Jason throws a batarang past the opponent's head, and then it comes back to decapitate the opponent. He realizes Batman wouldn't kill anyone and jumps in the way of the batarang, causing it to stick in his chest.
I'm so sorry.
Friendship. Because Jason is always incredibly busy, when he offers a gift to his opponent, it's a half-finished TE stick.
Oh. That's dirty. That one is dirty. Oh, shit.
All right. Thanks for reading my entry, guys. Oh, shit. It's supposed to be all in good fun, so I hope you enjoyed them and didn't take any of them personally. Peace, Nate. Oh, fuck me, man. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I feel my face.
All right, that was our last entry. But, guys, I really liked this idea. I really liked the Mortal Kombat characters that we had.
Oh, my God.
So before we actually move to pick a winner, I wrote my own.
Oh, no.
So I kind of want to throw these out there.
You can't
win.
I'm not
entering. I just want to – I had some ideas, and I wanted to just throw them out
throw
there.
Throw them out there. All
right. Okay.
And don't worry. There's some in there for me, too. So it's all in good fun. Travis. Chivo throw. Travis throws a large Cheeto at his opponent while saying, "Chivo's dog." This is actually my first time reading these out loud. So, at the time when is it Boone that comes on and says Toasty?
No, it's the sound designer guy.
Okay, well, whoever he is, at the time that guy would come on and say Toasty, based on connection of this move. He's replaced by Cartman, who instead says, "I want my cheesy poofs!"
Oh, God.
His fatality is the stilt slash. Travis lifts up his pant legs to reveal that he's actually standing on stilts in order to be the same height as the rest of the fighters.
Oh my god, dude. You're terrible.
Shit. I'm not going to be able to get through this. It's my own fucking shit. Okay. He jumps off the stilts, which actually house blades. Pulling out those blades, he carves a T into the opponent's chest. Then the opponent looks down at the T, and then looks back at Travis, confused, right before he cuts his opponent in half vertically. Friendship. Let me do your hair.
Oh, you bring out rollers and
oh
shit.
Oh, my God. Travis pulls out hair gel and hairspray out of his pockets and sits the opponent down in his stylish chair. He then proceeds to do the opponent's hair. This is actually the longest friendship in the game. I can't breathe. Oh, I gotta do this. I'm gonna get through these fucking things, man. I'm gonna do it. Okay. This is actually the longest friendship in the move in the game, taking upwards of 30 minutes depending on the amount of hair the opponent has.
It looked like it just looked like you got out of bed.
Glenn. Ethernet. This is his special move. Glenn throws out an Ethernet cable similarly to Scorpion's harpoon. When it connects, it's actually only a distraction to the real attack, which is Glenn pulling out his pool net, netting his opponent, and pulling him towards him like the pool trash they are. Fatality. Joyful stick.
Okay.
When Glenn turns his opponent into an arcade stick, a TV appears with MK in the background, and he starts to play. Shortly after, he screams, "What? Glenn's moves are bullshit!" Then he proceeds to beat the ever-living shit out of the joystick until parts start flying around. He then takes the stick and throws it towards the camera, where it hits the screen in a bloody mess and slides down slowly. Friendship. Boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
Glenn runs off screen and returns with Melina in her bandage outfit with no mask.
Nice.
He grabs her head and rips it off her head. He grabs her hair and rips off her head, only leaving the standing body. Then grabs the bandages and pulls them off. He looks at the opponent and said, "Hey, look, fatalities." The new friend looks at Melina's expense. The new friends laugh at Melina's expense. If finding a female opponent, she walks up to you, slaps him in the face, and then storms off screen
because she's offended.
She's Jeff, the maple throw. Oh, no. Jeff throws a large bladed maple leaf at his opponent. Fatality, Spartan Ram. Jeff whistles, then looks at his opponent and gives him one last chance by saying, "Move, bitch, get out of the way." A moose comes from off-screen and rams his opponent from behind, sending him flying across the screen where a Spartan is waiting. If PS3, it's Kratos. He shoots up his blade, impaling the opponent and pulling him down, at which point he pulls his head off. If 360, it's Master Chief waiting with an energy sword, at which he uses to chop up the opponent to pieces before each piece splatters against the wall behind him. Friendship.
Ooh, bitch.
Going for a pip. Jeff walks over to his opponent and puts his arm around him and goes off-screen. Then you hear what seems to be the sound of two people pissing, then cigarette smoke. They both return, come back to the screen, and Jeff says, "We're doing gay." As they both give an enthusiastic thumbs up to the screen. Okay. Yeah. Almost done. Fair. Almost done. Jason. No. Ridiculous reach. Due to Jason's ridiculous height, he actually fights hunched over. Doing his ridiculous reach move actually makes his arm or leg, depending on which button you push, stretch out like Stretch fucking Armstrong and knock your ass down. Jason Ball is his fatality. Jason grabs his opponent and smashes him into a ball and then throws him to the other side of the stage, where Jason, from Friday the 13th, is waiting for the pitch with an oversized machete. He swings and cuts the opponent in half, and both halves slam against the far wall in a bloody mess.
That's badass.
Friendship. Have a beer. Jason goes off screen to the fridge, grabs a couple of Newcastles, and comes back. Both fighters enjoy their beer. The friendship is also altered. 1 out of 10 times, Jason actually comes back with 2 O'Douls. Both fighters drink. His opponent then senses something's up, looks at the label, notices it's non-alcoholic, then throws the bottle at Jason's head. After it hits him, his opponent storms off, and Jason is left crying with the bloody nose.
It's like an instant reversal, like reversal fatality.
Awesome. Nico. Oh, his God. Special move is the name change. Nico, Nico forces his opponent to sign a legal document to change his name, changing him to a random other MK character, and all of his moves change as well. Fatality. If you can't duck it, Nico grabs an XLR cable and makes a noose out of it and hangs it from the sky. Then he grabs a roll of duct tape and proceeds to wrap the opponent up in duct tape until none of his body is seen can be seen anymore. He grabs them and throws them in the air, and they come down, and their head fits right into the noose. A loud snap of the opponent's neck can be heard.
New.
Friendship. Oh, Jason, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold my shit in for this one. Ring bell. Nico grabs and holds out a hotel desk bell and goes, "Ah, you ring bell for friendship!" At which point, his opponent begins laughing hysterically and rings the bell. That is, of course, unless the opponent is of Asian descent, like Liu Kang. At which point, the opponent gets all of their life back, then automatically does their fatality, and Nico automatically loses the match. All right.
Oh, I could see him doing that.
Finally, we're on mine.
Oh, God.
Chris.
Oh, God.
Special move. Fuck throws. Chris attempts to throw his opponent only to fail, at which point he gets frustrated, yells, "Fuck throws," and front kicks the opponent all the way across the stage. Fatality. Age of death. Chris pulls a... Chris pulls a gray hair out of his head, or beard, it's random, and lets it fall on top of its opponent's head. Death, from Castlevania, reveals himself and touches the gray hair, causing Chris's opponent to age rapidly until the point of decay. Eventually, the flesh of the opponent blows away like dust, and their bones crumble to the ground.
Oh, God.
Friendship. To friends.
I'm gonna throw off.
Chris mixes Sailor Jerry and Coke for both fighters, and they begin to drink. He continues to make drinks while the friendship animation in the game is going on. This is also altered. Okay. 1 out of every 10 times, Chris will actually break out Kraken instead. Following the friendship animation, Chris will pass out, causing the new friend to carry him off screen.
Chris suddenly pukes on the side of the friend's car.
Okay, so those are mine.
I wish you said you were doing this, because I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. I honestly, I thought about it like today, and I was like, you know what? I think this will be funny. So,
yeah.
All right. So we still need to pick a winner. And
I know.
There is a clear winner in my mind.
So there's two. There's two that are really high up on my list. I haven't decided which one I think is better.
Okay. Well.
And I think
who are
I
your
think
two?
Honestly, I think this is the best entries we've ever.
This is like, easily the best contest we've done.
This is the hardest one ever. For sure. But there's two that I can, like, out of reading all eight of them, whatever, that stick in my mind. One of them is Shadow Hado, and the other one is Cracker Jack. Those are the two that are, like, right there.
I'm just going to say this. Shadow Hado made me fucking cry, dude. I was tearing up reading that shit. Because it was so damn
Jason?
Funny.
I think that's our winner. I was a fan of Ran X as well.
Yeah, that was the dude.
That was the first one, right?
Yeah,
I really liked his too. That was that's actually. Remember, I said that the bar was set pretty high because we had that one entry. His was the entry, and
his
would have been my second choice as well. So,
all right, so Shadow then.
Shadow Hado, I think. Yeah, I think we
gotta
give it to him.
Shadow.
That shit.
I was seriously tearing up, crying. Oh, thank you guys so much for entering. That was awesome.
Yes,
that is easily the best contest that we have done. And
yeah, I think so.
Oh man.
What does he win, Chris?
I'm gonna get you a $20 Amazon gift card. So I'll be contacting you to get your information from Amazon, and we'll work that out on Monday after we release the show.
Bones. I gotta start entering these.
We actually don't have our contest planned yet for next week or for next month, but we will get that up on Retroids as soon as we can.
Word.
All right. Well, let's move on to some new releases then. What do you think?
Sure, new games.
Yeah, Repeat's got something to say. Let's see what he says.
I have too many games.
Okay, so first up's a style of game I usually don't bother talking about, and that's the movie-based tie-in game for Thor. Now, this is coming out for everything except the PSP for some reason, and really the only reason I'm talking about it is you can forget all the console versions, they're probably going to be terrible, but the DS and 3DS, which I believe they're both pretty much the same game anyway. They have been done by WayForward, who are a fantastic little developer who do great things with 2D beat-em-ups and side-scrolls and stuff, so that might be worth looking into. Okay, so elsewhere, it looks like MotorStorm Apocalypse is finally coming out for the PS3 its delayed because of the earthquake, even though it was been out in other places like here for forever. Okay, so on the PSN, assuming it's back up again, apparently Under Siege is coming out. No, this is not based on the Steven Seagal movie, sadly. This is a real-time strategy game which has been designed for the PS3. So I guess that might work. Who knows? Okay, so for the 360 on the download front, it's finally getting Moondiver, if that game still interests you, which I was pretty disappointed by it. Mm-hmm. And also the top pick from me this week is Bangayo HD Missile Fury.
Hey, cool.
Now, this is by Treasure. It's another one of the Bangayo games, so it means missiles are going to be going bloody everywhere. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, I think this is more based on the DS version of the game, so it's more of a puzzle sort of game to it rather than sort of the stage-based shooting. But yeah, it should be pretty good. It's going to have the level creation stuff like the DS had, so you should be able to share that more easily rather than having to like record WAV files and send them around to do it. But yeah, definitely worth checking that one out anyway, and that'll pretty much do it.
That pretty much does do it. The only other thing that's on the list that I feel like I should mention is
Pizza of Rage.
Listed is the Back to the Future Episode 3 for PS3. So, but you know, PSN has to be back up for that to happen. So we'll see if that actually.
Hey,
works.
The PC Episode 4 is getting released tomorrow.
Oh yeah, there we go.
So yeah.
Yeah, they are a chapter behind.
That's not down, by the way.
360's getting the History Channel Great Battles Medieval.
Yeah.
Unless if you really want that. But that is your new release list. So what do you guys think? Pick of the week.
God.
Not really a whole lot to choose from, huh?
No.
Not really. Bangayo, maybe? I don't know. It's like,
I don't know if I'd pick that up. I'm not a big shot.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just trying to pick the best out of what's being released.
If I was going to buy something next week, it'd probably be MotorStorm.
Actually, yeah, MotorStorm. I'm kind of afraid, though. A lot of reviews I've read seems like kind of goes away from like what MotorStorm was, and just, I don't know.
That's the only review that I've
seen. It looks gorgeous,
though.
It's awesome.
Can I do bikes right away?
Yeah. The only review I've seen is so far is GameSpot, and they gave it like an 8.5 or something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's all right. If it plays like the other MotorStorm games, hell yeah. Yeah. I love MotorStorm. MotorStorm is good stuff.
It is.
Pick of the week, MotorStorm.
Sure, going MotorStorm.
Cool. All right, let's do some emails then.
Emails. Do you want me to read some emails?
Sure, go for it, man.
I will. Who's this from? Some dude named Scott.
Someone named Scott.
I don't think it's our Scott,
though. Do we know anybody named Scott?
We know a few.
Maybe. He said, I would have called like normal, but I'm busy not doing work for my job right now, so I figured I'd write an email instead.
That's definitely
we're all busy
Scott.
People, but this week I've been finding myself with a lot of extra time in the car during my commute due to the fact that I'm house-sitting for my folks. I found myself trying out podcasts that are new to me or I've heard good things about to help fill the time. Not automatically gaming related, but
just whatever.
But what do you, oh boy. But what do you tend to do with general unexpected free time? Are you likely to go back to an earlier habit when you had more free time, or do you venture out and try something new? Great show as always, guys. P.S. As a side note to my newfound free time this week, fans of 16-bit Final Fantasies should check out Retronauts Live Episode 9. Just finished it up, and it was quite a good discussion with quite a few interesting tidbits about that portion of the series. Good shit.
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday.
There we go.
Cool.
So, question is...
Is that from Scott Sauer?
Yeah, it's from Scott Sauer.
That's figured the whole thing.
There we go.
Thing.
The whole not working
general unexpected free time.
Yeah. he said habit. I mean, that's kind of weird. Is it like habit or hobby?
Yeah, I suppose that works.
I would definitely go back to something that I haven't had time to do recently. Because I'll tell you what, man, I am really itching to play softball again because I love playing softball. And I used to play pretty much every Sunday from the time I was 16 until I was like 24. And, 24, 25 years old. And, you know, just kind of lost the amount of time I had. And I had, you know, we played every Sunday and Sundays I'm busy doing other shit now. So I would love to go back to that if I had time.
Yeah, I was. Go ahead.
I was trying and want to do something new. Like with my past trip out in Phoenix, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to play this DS game and I'm going to play this DS game. And then I played God Eater Burst on the plane to and from. And then nothing while I was there.
And loved it.
Yeah, just watched a lot of TV. Oops.
Nice. And kind of the same boat as Chris. If I had like regular free time, I'd go back to playing basketball once or twice a week that I used to do a few years ago. That was my cardio activity.
There you go.
Has not happened in like a few years because my working hours now kind of sucks. But gaming wise, I'm kind of in the same boat as like kind of like Jason. I'll sit there. I'll have like a couple days off from work. I'll be like, I should totally hit my backlog, yeah. But I never end up doing it. Yeah. I end up playing something that's kind of new, or I watch TV or something like that, or movies. And I just, yeah, I don't know. So I guess was thing more what would you do, or more of like you go for habit, or what would you rather do? Mine would be more like, I don't know, mm-hmm. habits of spare time, I guess, which isn't really going back to doing something I should have done or would want to do.
Yeah, I always fall back on habits.
So. Yeah.
Because I suck. It's comfortable,
five.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't take me out of my box. All right, we do have, oh my God, we have a wall of text.
One more novel?
Ricky Duty. Yep, one more novel. I can do
Ricky
this.
Duty.
Hey, Ricky, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Like, since, like, episode 10.
He says, yes, I know. I've been MIA, but I feel like I really need to say something about this. So, yes, PSN. As of this writing of this email, it's still down. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a gamer, or at least I like to think I am. I have all three consoles. I have a gaming PC. I have over 100 games combined with all systems. Okay, that
That's
aside,
only 1
360
Sony. Game, though.
Okay, that aside, Sony. Let's talk about Sony.
All right.
Sony is a multi-billion dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
They made PlayStation brand for over 15 plus years or something. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are people defending the company because they love their PS3.
Yes.
Others are making fun of the whole thing, saying, oh, XBL is up.
Uh-huh.
Great. Pick sides if you must.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, prefer to game on my PS3 because I don't have to pay for it. I'm an MMO addict, and I pay for many MMOs at a time, and I don't want to pay to play my console games. Now, don't go telling me that because I prefer one console over the other that I am a gamer and know nothing.
Hmm?
What?
I think you meant to say fanboy.
I think you probably meant to say fanboy, yeah.
Don't go tweeting about how Sony is a multi-million dollar company and they do not care about their customers. The moment you think that you should not be called a gamer at all. Sony may be a huge company, but they would not do this if they did not care. Yes, many years ago they saw an opportunity and created one great system, the PlayStation. They did not have to do it, but they did. In this generation of systems, social gaming is part of your daily gaming routine. You connect to Facebook and share achievements / trophies, chat with your friends, play with them, etc., etc. Whether we want to realize it or not, the situation is costing Sony a lot of money.
So?
Also, the light in which people will look at Sony can and will affect the company in public light, which means that not only they can lose money, but they can lose customers. In the end, we, the customers, are the ones that will let this company make money. So yes, Sony cares. Maybe not for the right reasons, and hell, they will never go on record saying otherwise. But as a company that needs customers, they do care about us gamers. Because without us, there would be no Sony Computer Entertainment branch. Not to be confused with Sony Online Entertainment. Have you ever done any research about what's going on? There's a lot of speculation.
Reading this right now? Oh, this is part of Zemo?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
There's a lot of speculation out there, and Sony is being vague. Finally, they admitted being the work of hackers, which I will take this moment to thank them all for ruining it for the rest of us. Oh, shit. One of the speculations that is out there that most people do not know, and it may be one of the causes for the outage, a new custom firmware was released in early April for the PS3. Firmware would not allow any console, would allow any console to become a dev console, which in turn would let the console connect to a different server of PSN made specifically for devs. This was a trusted server that required no authentication or either credit card info or user. What happened next was an extreme download and piracy of PSN titles that people with this firmware were downloading for free. At this point, Sony took the service down.
I have heard that theory.
Yes. Yeah, I have heard that as well. Whether or not this is the actual reason for the outage is unknown, but this custom firmware does exist, and it might as well be one of the reasons for the situation. This is why Sony took legal action against GeoHots, which I totally support the action. But GeoHots is a story for another day. You don't even want to get me started on this.
Probably not.
In conclusion, to all of us gamers, let's unite and pray to Google, Android, and Chrome OS that the situation will resolve soon. If you need to pick sides, great. Go to PS3, go to 360, Wii, PC, Mac, whatever. This affects us all gamers, whether you care or not. If you are a gamer, do not pick any side and stop tweeting about Sony, this,
you,
and Microsoft.
You just
pick
a side, though, Ricky.
Shh.
Sorry, I'll get to it.
So stop being a total dick and tweet about how much Sony doesn't care about its customers, because you could not be more wrong. And if you're going to be tweeting about how much it bothers you that people are forwarding at PlayStation updates, then unfollow those people and shut your noise hole. For once, I've seen more people being total douchebags than Jeff or myself. Whether you complain or not, this will not be resolved sooner than it needs to be. If you're a real gamer, hold tight. If you're a fanboy, cry about it. If you're a dick, complain about everyone else complaining, but do it on your own time and do not go tweeting about how cool you are, because you do not care. This only makes you a total dick and less of a gamer than you make yourself out to be. That is all, says the Ricky Duty.
Can I comment first?
Yep.
Ricky, you just picked a side. You basically backed up what I said earlier, which of course you didn't hear that because you're just listening to it now. But you just made my perfect example of people are taking this and looking at it more of a Sony's reputation and what they look like in the public eye, rather than being a gamer and being like, the main problem should be, I can't play my games. That's cool. Play some single player games. They let them deal with it. Like you said, they're a multi-billion dollar corporation. They will work things out. Things will be fine. Shouldn't care about this whole thing about picking a console or whatever, because it doesn't freaking matter. Like, Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony are all separate entities. It's happening to Sony. That's fine. But who cares what their public image is? Like, really, who cares? Like, why does it bother you? It's not like it's your mom or your sister or your cousin that is being looked at wrong in the public eye. It's a multi-billion dollar corporation that you own one of their products. And that's what drives me more insane than anything. It's like, you should care about, if anything you should care about, it should be those two things. My security, which, if you really care about that, make the call to your credit card company. Change your password. Well, I know you can't do it yet, but you'll be able to eventually. Or, bitch about you can't play your games online. Other than that, there's really nothing we can do. Like, there really isn't anything we can do or anything like that. And people saying they don't care is kind of, I wouldn't say that's a bad thing at all. Like, I don't, are you guys stressing out about it right now?
Sony Plus is coming for your ass right now,
yeah,
Jim.
Exactly.
I honestly, you know, I can't even get on Twitter while I'm at work anymore, so I haven't really been keeping up. So
yeah. No, I just mean in general with the whole PSN.
No, I don't really give a shit, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, so it doesn't make you a dick.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Do you guys see what I'm saying, though? It's like,
yeah,
it's gone beyond what it is and turned into a freaking console war, which is so stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's gone a direction where it shouldn't have gone. And Jeff, it's exactly like what you said earlier. This could have happened to anyone. It's just that Sony was on the losing side of it, and
exactly.
That is unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate for us that we cannot play online, and that is the only reason it's unfortunate for us, is because we can't
exactly.
play online.
Exactly.
So I think we've talked about this enough,
we can really just
nip it in the bud and continue.
Too much airtime for fanboy rants, which
yeah.
is what this is kind of boiled down to.
Yeah.
It sucks. Anyway.
It does, yeah.
All right, well, I have one more voicemail.
Cool.
Here we go.
Do it.
What up, guys? This is Nalbashin. I'm not doing too good, so sorry if I don't sound myself or whatever. But hey, got a question for you guys. You know, with the whole us getting our 3DSs and like, hey, good for a good weekend. Now it's like, okay. So I was wondering, for this generation at least, what was like your first game that you got, and how long did it take for you to, like, get the game that, like, made you say, like, okay, this system is worth it? type of thing. Like, I'm just like, I was just completing this at work. I'm at work on my break, so yay, I'm just calling in. I really don't fuck up right now. I should leave right now. Tangent! but yeah, I just want, like, your first systems and, you know, your first systems of this generation, like, you know, how you, I really don't feel good. Like, for me, for the PS3, like, the first game I got was probably, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 1. Yeah, like, I had my PlayStation for, like, a good 3 months until I had that first game to saw the play demos on that shit until I got something. You know, I had money. $600? Why not? System. I got it. Yeah, was totally worth it. Backwards compatibility, yo. That's what kept me into that shit. Anyway, tangent again. I'm sick. I'm sorry. It wasn't really worth it, so I say, oh yeah, this system is fucking like worth it. So like, I got probably Uncharted and Ratchet and Clank Future Tools of Destruction. Yeah, that year. So, I feel so bad. My 360, that was probably, Xbox Live itself. Not Xbox Live, but Xbox Live Arcade, cause I know I really wanted Castle Crashers. That was like the main reason why I wanted this system. And, yeah. That was the first game I got, and that made it worth it. And then, like, it was like, then it was Explosion Man and Shadow Complex. That was, like, the good year for me to get that system. So, yeah, I got it, and I was satisfied with that. The Wii, first game I got with that was, what was the first game I got with that thing? Oh, Wii Sports. funny. Yeah, that was the first game I got. And, it wasn't worth it, really. Like, No More Heroes and Super Mario Galaxy came out. That time, yeah, it was around the same time. So yeah, those are like the two games that made it worth it for that system. The DS first game was Mario in 64. And first game that made it worth it was the World of the U and PSP was Mega Man X Legends. So, I don't know. I'm going to sleep. I actually go to work. Shit, that's right. I can't sleep. I just get to work then. I'm fucking sick. I need to call out. Anyway, I'm sorry. This is so random. I'm sorry. All right, later guys. Peace.
Later, man.
Dude, you have more energy sick than I do when I'm fucking wide awake. Shit. I like that question, though. I like that a lot.
I don't know if I want to answer this question right now, guys.
I don't know. I think that sounds
I can
a
answer this right now. Hands down, Uno.
Uno.
That's why you got
me buy a 360 for Uno.
All that cock and ball shots. Yeah. Fucking worth it.
Hey, I know that Crayman got his 360 for Grip Shift. A game that he already beat the hell out of on PSN.
Pigpen wants to get one for a dishwasher and fucking zombies versus pterodactyls.
Yeah.
Whatever that game was.
Hey, let's make this next week's question, man.
Let's do it. I think we should.
I like it. Yeah. Let's do this as her question of the week. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try and sum up with what Navishin did in like one question. So let's try this. What was the first game that you got, and what was the game that made it worth it? For the current generation systems.
I suppose it could be current? The same game.
Why don't we do, like, a little bit beyond just current?
Okay.
That's going to be really quick. Let's do, like, from PlayStation on or something. Well, fuck it.
Let's just do whatever.
16-bit on. Yeah, just whatever. And whatever the consoles that come to your mind.
Okay,
be like,
so whatever consoles you guys feel like talking about, what's the first game you got for that console, and what's the first game
like,
you got
I
that
really
made it
wish
worth
I,
it?
I'm so happy I picked up Ridge Racer for my 3DS because that made it worth it. Good stuff.
God, it was so innovative. It's completely different from
so
every other
ghosting.
Ridge Racer out there. No, it's not.
The first game that you bought that you really had to justify.
that's the week after that.
Oh, my goodness.
No, trust me.
All right, so you can answer the question week by sending us an email. That email address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
Why, that might almost be leet.
Not really.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Kind of not.
You follow us on Twitter. We are InisChris, InisJason, and InisGeoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
You can follow Indus Travis, Indus Pro, and Indus Rody as well. And we have a Facebook group that nobody ever updates, but I don't know, maybe we'll figure out a way to work on that. That's Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that's it.
Indus Questions, which we will hit up. We're going to probably the week after this one, we're going to do a mailbag show. Or somewhere soon.
Yeah.
We're going to hit all of them up, so don't worry. They will get read. We have a lot of them. They're great. They're awesome. Keep them coming.
And we just had a lot of contest entries this week. And, you
exactly.
know, between that and us laughing our asses off and not being able to finish reading them,
I peel
know,
over
that kind of extended things. So, but we will get to them, I promise. We keep saying that. But that's all I've got. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Check out that IndieStream.
IndieStream every Tuesday night, 9
every
o'clock.
Tuesday night.
Eastern.
Yeah.
Justin.tv/Indus. Check us out. We usually stream for a couple hours. Usually try and keep it to topical games, newer releases. But yeah, sometimes shit gets crazy when we play Dynasty Warriors.
Hey, man.
Hey, Outland might make an appearance next week.
Yeah, if not sooner. Yeah. For real. But yeah, definitely check that out. You can check out all our archives there as well. So.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit on there. So
fun stuff.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I'm Jason. See you guys.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy.
Jason, when you were on the show, you used to go before Jeff.
I know, but it's different now. Things have changed.
I'm used to going last. Dude, even with Travis on, I still go last. How do you think
really?
I feel?
Okay.
Well, we saved the best for last, Jeff. That's what it's all about.
Oh, thank you. Love you, Shmoopy.
Shmoopy.
That's why I wanted Shmoopy.
Shmoopum. Oh, shit.